Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Lamed Vav, Zvachim 36a, pagination is 71. We'll start on the facing page, the last three lines, where the Mishnah begins. Shachto, if you shecht an animal, amanas lohaniach es damo, in order to leave over of its blood, o emurav, or its limbs that are going to go on the mizbeach, lemachar, going to leave them over for tomorrow. Olo tzion lachutz, or to take them outside. So this is not about eating it out of its time or out of its place. This is about the parts that were being brought on the mizbeach, and he has in mind out of its place, a nosar type of violation. Rabbi Yehuda posa, Rabbi Yehuda says it's posa, v'chachomim machshirim, and the chachomim say it's still kosher. What is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? This is not the original case of pigul, that he intended to eat the food out of its proper time. So the Gemara asks that in the start of the Gemara, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, and one approach in the beginning is that it says, lo sosiru, lo yaniach, that you shouldn't leave things until the next day. It says it more than once, and it lets you know from that, machsheves hinuach, even the intent to leave it over, is going to be a violation. And the Gemara moves on from that and says, taimed Rabbi Yehuda svarahu. The reasoning for Rabbi Yehuda is simply a logic. Rabbi Yehuda held, Iatamodim, wouldn't you agree, Sheminichu lemachar shehu pasul, that if you actually left it for tomorrow, it would be pasul, afchishev lahanichu lemachar pasul, even when you think about leaving it for tomorrow, should also be pasul. But again, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, the Chachamim say it's kosher, that there's no source for such a impact on the carbon to make it pasul. Let's continue in the Mishnah, where one line up on the facing page. Amanas litnan al gabei akeves shelo kineged hayesod. If he has intent to put the blood in a place that's not where it's supposed to go on the mizbeach had a foundation, it's called, a protrusion that stuck out on a good part of the bottom of the mizbeach. And he decides that he's intending to put the blood in a different spot. The blood had to always be put in a place that had the foundation, had the yesod. V'litinis anitanim l'maylon l'matov, asanitam l'mata l'maylon. Or he intends to put what's supposed to be above the chut. There's a special marking midway on the mizbeach so that people would know where, if it has to be put above halfway or below halfway, they would know where to put it. And he has intent that he's going to do it wrong. If he has intent to administer the blood, if it's meant to be inside, he's going to do it outside, vice versa. It's interesting that anybody should be so busy with these thoughts. On one level, perhaps, there's an expression, give me the old-time apikorsim. There were people who, they were very scholarly, but they didn't believe. It's a devastating thought, but they really knew. They knew their stuff, they knew where it was supposed to go, and they're having in mind that it's supposed to go somewhere else. Shayochluhu temeyim, that people who are not ritually pure are going to eat it, sheyakrivu temeyim, or that such people will do the avoda, the service, sprinkle the blood by impure people. Shayochluhu areilim, people who are uncircumcised are going to eat it, which is a violation. So he's thinking in those terms. Vesheyakrivuhu areilim, or people uncircumcised are going to do the service. L'shaber atzamos ha-Pesach, regarding the Karban Pesach, there's intent to break its bones. We have a special law. You're not allowed to break the bones. In fact, the Pesach is nechal al-hasova, is eaten when the person is satiated. And it's meant to be a food representing royalty. And it's not eaten out of hunger. So he had intent that he's going to break the bones of this karban. Lechal haymenu na, or to eat of it only half-cooked, partially raw. And again, the explanation that's given, if we give explanations, the Tamei HaMitzvahs, is that Karban Pesach is supposed to be royalty. It's not supposed to be eaten like a robber in haste, afraid of the authorities, and you have to eat it very quickly. We're afraid Paro's going to catch us. It's supposed to be eaten fully roasted, and if it's only part done, that's a violation. Or to mix its blood in an improper way, kasha, this is all kasha. It's not meeting the parameters of machshava impact. Says the Mishnah, by way of conclusion, she'ein machshava poseles ela b'chutz l'zmana v'chutz l'mekomo. The only time an intent is going to impact is if it's out of its time or out of its place, is the intent. But if you have all kinds of other intents that if you acted upon them would invalidate the karban, but at present they're only thoughts, that will not invalidate the karban. The concluding words, v'apesach v'achata shelo l'shman, or the intent of a pesach or a chatos, not for its proper purpose, as we saw in the very first Mishnah of the Masechta, because Pesach and Chatas do not bottom out as voluntary karbanos, and therefore the intent, shelo lishma, not for the right purpose, would in fact invalidate them. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.